This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, legislators are taking their first crack at eliminating the president's recent executive order. A major federal employee union is going a different route, however. And a bipartisan bill aims to make a one-stop shop for IG reports a permanent fixture. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Three prominent House Democrats are mounting their own defense against the president's Schedule F executive order. They introduced new legislation that would nullify the EO and block agencies from reclassifying career positions in the accepted service. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Connolly are behind the bill. It would also reinstate any career federal employees who lose their jobs because their positions were reclassified under the new Schedule F and grant them back pay. The National Treasury Employees Union is suing the Trump administration over the president's recent executive order. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
NTEU isn't disputing whether the president can move certain positions out of the competitive service and into the accepted service. Current law says the president can accept some positions when it's necessary, but the union says the administration hasn't proved it is necessary in these circumstances. NTEU filed its lawsuit in federal district court. It's looking for declaratory and injunctive relief from the Schedule F executive order. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
A bipartisan bill would make a one-stop shop for agency inspector general reports permanent. Here's Federal News Network's Jory Heckman with more.
The Oversight.gov Authorization Act would formally require the upkeep of the website where users can access all public reports released by agency watchdogs. Senators Maggie Hassan and Chuck Grassley introduced the bill, along with Congressman Ted Lieu and Jody Heiss. The Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency created the website in 2017 and has received modest appropriations from Congress to expand its capabilities. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Office of Personnel Management is still hurting financially after it transferred the government-wide security clearance business to the Pentagon last year. OPM's acting inspector general says budget shortfalls are blocking needed improvements across the agency. Its chief information officer has a phased vision to bring OPM legacy IT into the 21st century, but OPM needs at least $200 million more for the next 3 years. The IG says funding gaps are also preventing OPM from improving the federal health insurance program and reducing waste, fraud, and abuse. Meanwhile, the General Services Administration is reporting its highest ratings from agency and industry customers ever. Administrator Emily Murphy says despite the coronavirus pandemic forcing contracting officers and other acquisition workers, to telework, GSA's agency customer satisfaction scores and vendor satisfaction scores in the Federal Acquisition Service were the best ever. She says the results of the annual survey proved the agency could take different approaches to meet its customers' needs and still find success. GSA uses the results of the surveys to help improve its products and services. Two senators are calling for congressional hearings on the Pentagon's role in Operation Warp Speed. Here's Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
Democrats Elizabeth Warren and Mazie Hirono say the Senate Armed Services Committee has yet to do any public hearings on DOD's role in the vaccine development effort. They say they're especially concerned with the department's use of other transaction authorities, which bypass the government's usual acquisition regulations. Moreover, a reported $6 billion worth of that spending has been funneled through an OTA consortium, which hides the actual contract recipients from public view. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
It's now easier to file a Freedom of Information Act request to the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. FMCS has launched new software called FOIA Express to accelerate the process for users seeking federal government records. Filing, monitoring, and appealing FOIA records can now be done electronically in real time through FMCS's website. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is untangling its data infrastructure to enable AI-powered fraud detection. Deputy Chief Information Officer Bobby Saxon says the agency has more than 30 data warehouses and 3 enterprise data lakes, making it harder to run automation tools. CMS is also looking to improve the data literacy of its entire workforce through several tiers of training. The idea of artificial intelligence dates to 1950, but now the industry is turning out real inventions at a fast clip. Federal News Network's Tom Temin explains.
Between 2002 and 2018, yearly artificial intelligence patent applications doubled to 60,000. Only 1% of inventors was concerned with AI back in 1976. Now 25% are. That's according to analysis by the chief economist of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. PTO casts a wide net for invention categories that incorporate AI, ranging from hardware to knowledge processing. I'm Tom Temin.
The Defense Department awarded a $20 million contract to create a group of businesses focused on hypersonics. Texas A&M's Engineering Experiment Station will create a consortium of companies to bring innovative solutions on hypersonics to the military. The consortium will allow DoD to enter into rapid procurement agreements with the businesses and to circumvent federal acquisition regulations. The Pentagon is investing heavily in hypersonics as a weapon of the future. The consortium is expected to start operations in the next few weeks. The Army's most advanced command is giving its employees training for futuristic technologies, Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
Army's Futures Command is in charge of keeping the service the most technologically advanced army in the world. To do that is providing education on artificial intelligence to all of its employees. The military as a whole thinks AI will be one of the most important technologies of the future and will be as widespread as the internet. Futures Command set up specific courses for senior leaders on how to use AI and data. It also worked with Carnegie Mellon University to create a two-year course for AI experts. Finally, it's providing basic AI education for all ranks so they'll be prepared for the technology's implications. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
And the Army's new IT management office reaches initial operating capability. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Nearly 2 months after splitting the CIO and G6 into two offices, the Army says the organization's focus areas are starting to take shape. Lieutenant General John Morrison, the Deputy Chief of Staff G6, says his office differs from the CIO's in several ways.
And it really is about strategy, network architectures, implementation of command, control, communication, cyber operations, and networks.
Morrison says these are the four pillars of the mission of the G6. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.